Every January, hordes of music manufacturers and their hoped-for customers converge on the Anaheim Convention Center in Southern California for something called NAMM. That's an acronym, stands for the National Association of Music Merchants. Our musical contributor, David Was, spent a day there and has this report.
1,500 manufacturers and some 80,000 attendees engage in a treble-clef camel bazaar where flutes and French horns vie with drum kits and synthesizers for center stage. The cacophony is unceasing. At one end of the hall, somber-looking musical undertakers from Berlin and Paris hawk their quite civilized products, everything from cello strings and oboes to conductors' batons and music stands. Voices are hushed, nobody calls anybody dude, or administers bear hugs in lieu of hellos. At the other end, it's all blustering rock and roll pirates, many of whom wear strategically ripped band logo t-shirts and who carry their own guitar picks. They're welcome to crank it to 11 and try the latest and the loudest amps and axes. And even though the show is supposedly limited to professional types, young, unshaven wannabes somehow manage to slip in to rub shoulders with celebrity endorsees like pianist Herbie Hancock and bands like Alice in Chains and Def Leppard. I even watched a precocious 12-year-old take a very few careful digital pictures of a hot-looking electric guitar while his father dawdled on the sidelines. I asked him which instrument he liked best and was amazed at the studiousness of his reply.
My favorite guitar pretty much was the Custom 24 because it's beautiful blue maple top. It's a very beautiful guitar. I wish I could have it.
Some of the retailers I spoke with were actually happy with the wild popularity of the video game Guitar Hero, claiming that the ersatz experience of playing virtual guitar was leading to the harder stuff, actual guitar lessons. By the way, not all of NAMM's guests are future nightclub reprobates. Music educators are well represented as well and attend seminars with topics like teaching music with technology, discovering new tools for the music room. Song flutes and recorders are a thing of the past. Today's young musicians are programming beats before they can say Ludwig van Beethoven.
So we start a new pattern, pick the length of the pattern. Each pattern can be as long or as short as you want it, from one bar up to like 280 bars. Okay? So we got that down.
Speaking of bits and bytes, the breaking news at NAMM year to year is the quantum leap in computer-based recording technology. Sister companies M Audio and Digidesign are debuting Pro Tools 8 this year, the king of the so-called digital audio workstations. Together with a powerful piano-like controller called the Axiom 49, you can produce sophisticated compositions without mousing around or even using typewriter commands. The learning curve is a little daunting, but if you don't know Pro Tools these days, you should probably look for a career in lawnmowers instead of music production. It's the unquestioned gold standard.
So I can go ahead and navigate through here, pull up plug-in windows, all without ever touching again my keyboard and my mouse. If I close my plug-in window and move the faders on the controller, you see the faders are all automatic.
But the NAMM extravaganza wouldn't be any more interesting than a plumbing supply trade show without the colorful characters manning the booths, pounding on the congas, or strumming guitars. Did I say strumming? The coolest cat I met in Anaheim, one Jeff Abbott, was playing ultra-realistic Fender Stratocaster guitar samples on a piano keyboard strapped across his chest. With the flip of a finger, he summoned an encyclopedia of sounds and styles that redefined the old notion of the one-man band. For NPR News, I'm David Was.
I'm the day I was born. And just look around. See the case of wild wonder. And the joy they had found.
David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.